Okay, we're recording. Okay, so we're on Eruvin Daf Beis today, the beginning of a new Masechta. Nice to have everybody with us. And Eruvin is really just an extension of Masechet Shabbos. So, you know, the last of the Malachot is Motzi Mirushut Rishut. So Eruvin, we're going to speak about Eruvei Chatzerot and Eruvei Tchumin. But we'll begin with a Mabui. So Mabui is an alleyway, like Robert was explaining last night. So Bizman Chazal, they would live in a different Chatzer road. Chatzer is like some homes, and they open up to a common courtyard, and it's surrounded by a fence. And then those areas would open up into an alleyway. And when we speak about a Mabui, we mean a Mabui Satum. In other words, it's like a cul-de-sac that opens up into the Rishus HaRabim. So most Rishonim hold on a Duraisa level, the Mabui is a Rishus HaYachid. It's a private domain. But to carry there, Chazal said you can't carry there unless you do Shitufei Mavod. Everybody joins together like with common food. And you have to be Metakein, either a Lechi or a Korah, a horizontal beam or a vertical beam at the entranceway of the Mavui. And this serves, at least we'll talk about what it serves, but focusing on the Korah, which is the horizontal beam, that's going to be a heker. It's a question whether it's a heker for the B'nai Rishus HaRabim or for the B'nai Mavui, but it's a heker that here's the Mavui and here's the Rishus HaRabim. So either that they see there's a difference between the two, or they shouldn't carry from one to the other, but that's the heker. All right, let me just do the Mishnah, and then we'll see in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Mavui shu gavoa l'mala mi'asrim ma yamid. If the Mavui, it means if the crossbeam, again, you have the entrance of the Mavui, and there's this crossbeam hanging across the entranceway, and the crossbeam was placed there. The crossbeam is Korah. So the Korah was placed there just to permit carrying. So if it's higher than Esri Mama, I have to be Mamite. I have to reduce it because it can't be more than 20 Amot high. And we'll come see in the Gemara. The idea is that people don't see something that's more than 20 Amot high. So it's not Heker if it's more than 20 Amot high. Rav Yehuda Omer Eino Tzarech. Rav Yehuda says you don't have to be Mamite. Rav Yehuda holds that the shear is higher than 20 Amot. And we'll see in the Gemara a little bit more about Rav Yehuda. He says, V'haracha of Meister Amot Yamite. If the entranceway is wider than 10 amod, so I have to reduce that. In other words, I can't have an entranceway which is larger than 10 amod, so I'll reduce it. I'll put poles in to reduce the width of the entranceway. The miyesh lo tzurat petach, af hi shuracha mi'esra amod, ain't tzurich l'maid. If it's a tzurat petach means, you know, one pole up, one pole, and a cross pole, so then that's sufficient. Okay, any questions, comments on the Mishnah we did so far? Everybody good? All right, and it was nice, Chever, at the Seam last night. Nice to have almost all of you. I won't say who was not there, but you know who you are. Okay, now, let's take a look further in the Gemara.
The food was great.
What? I'm sorry, what? All right, so the Gemara says...
The food was great.
Yeah, food was almost like home.
It came without the food.
Almost like home. Almost like home cooking. All right, now let's take a look. So the Gemara says, Tananatam, we learn in the Mishnah, Masechet Sukkah, it says, Sukkah she gavo l'mala mi'asrim ma psula v'rebuta machshir. So we have a similar idea by Sukkah, and we'll see the connection, though not tonight, that a Sukkah which is more than 20 amot is psula, though. It's psula. So here the Tana doesn't say make it lower, he just says psula. It's like history. If the sukkah means that the roof, the schach, is higher than 20 amot, the sukkah is psula. Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Rabbi Yehuda, like, oh, he's machshir over here, he's machshir over there. So the Gemara says, Maishna gabi sukkah the tani psula, the gabi mabui tani takanta. So why is it when it comes to the sukkah, the Tana says psula? It's like treif, not good. He doesn't say lower the height or anything like that. He says psula. But when it comes to the mavui, he says you reduce the height. So why the difference in the Lashonot? So sukkah derai to tani psula, mavui derabanan tani takanta. So the first answer the Gemara has, sukkah is a din Torah. So din Torah, we take it, everybody knows din Torah. And so it's psula. In other words, that's it. I know the din Torah and it's psula. In Akhenami, you could do less, but it's psula. I don't have to go into details. But the Mavui, that's a Din D'Rabbanan. So they're not so familiar with the Din D'Rabbanan. I have to teach you the Din D'Rabbanan. So first I have to teach you that it has to be 20 Amot. So I'll say, like, you might. So if it's within 20 Amot, that'll, like, be a notification for everybody. The only thing that's a little difficult is that when we say it's D'Rabbanan, like Chazal teaches that it goes back to Shlomo HaMelech. So it's quite a time back. All right, let's take a fact further in the Gemara. So the Gemara says... or else I could say, Doraita Nami Tani Taikanta. He says that sometimes, even though it's a mitzvah deraisa, the Tana will teach me a takana, will teach me what I should do. He says, Ela sukkah de nefishin milei pasik patani psula. By sukkah, I have many halachot. In other words, by sukkah, he doesn't mention just the height of the sukkah. In Rashi brings down, the Mishnah also mentions about that it has to have three walls. It has to be at least 10 tefachim high. It's too much sun, it's not good. So he mentions a whole bunch of different psulim. So there, he says psulim. In other words, he doesn't want to get into a whole thing, this, that, the other, teaching, he wants to teach one simple halacha. So he says, if it's lacking any of these things, it's psula. I can't get the details, you know what I mean? That's what the Tana is saying. I'm teaching you halacha A, halacha B, halacha C, halacha D. Each one has a takana. I'm not going to go through all the takanot. So psula, that's it. He says, Mavui, Dilonafisha Mile, but Mavui, there's not so many dinim. So he says, so Tani Takanta. So he teaches the takana for it. All right. Any questions on the what we did so far? All right, let me go on. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yudah Marav, Chachamim lolamdu en lepitcho shel heichal. So now, focusing on the sheet of the Chachamim hold that the Korah can't be higher than 20 amot. So Rav Yudah teaches the name of Rav, they learned it from pitcho shel heichal. Heichal is the covered portion of the Beis HaMikdash. It's where the menorah, the shulchan, the mizbach hazahav were. That's the heichal, the entranceway of the heichal. He says, Rav Yudah lolamdu en lepitcho shel ulam. And the Tana Rav Yudah, who says it could be higher than 20 amot, he takes this as model, the petach of the ulam. The ulam is the antechamber. I don't have a picture for you, but I mean, maybe in your books you have a picture. It means like there's an antechamber in the base of Mikdash. So he says, Diddan, we learn in the Mishnah, Pitcho shel heichal gabo esrum avarachvo esramot, that the entranceway of the heichal was 20 amot high, 10 amot in width. So that's just like the sheet of the Chachamim, that for the Mavui, I can't have it higher than 20 amot, and it can't be wider than 10 amot. He says, Vishal ulam gavo arba imamav rachvo esrim amot. But the ulam was 40 amot high, twice as high, the entranceway that is, and the width was 20 amot. Ushnei mikracha darshu. And so both the Chachamim and Rebbe, who do we think, darshan from the same pasuk. Ushkato petach olmoed. In other words, he's going to shecht the korban petach olmoed. So this is about a 20-minute korban shlamim. So it doesn't really mean that he's going to shecht it in the entrance of olmoed. It means he shechts it in the chatzer. But Chazal learned out from the pasuk that, and we'll see in a few lines, I think, that you have to shecht it when the doorway is open. But what he's trying to deduce is that when we see the Torah refers to petach olmoed. The Torah refers to Petach Ol Moed. Petach Ol Moed, again, the covered portion of the Mishkan, of the tabernacle, is Petach Ol Moed. So the corresponding spot in the Beis HaMikdash, we have to figure out what the corresponding spot is. Whatever the corresponding spot is, that has a din of a Petach. That's what we're after. What's a Petach? What's legally a Petach from purposes of halacha? Okay? So he says here, the Rabbanan Savri, Kedushat Heichal Chud, Kedushat Ulam Lechud. So the coming hold that they each have a different kedusha. The heichal has one kedusha. The ulam, which is the antechamber, has a different kedusha. So things that I'm supposed to do in the heichal, I can't do in the ulam. He says, so when the Torah refers to the Mishkan, petach ol moed, the petach, so we're going to apply it over time to the petach of the heichal in the Beis HaMikdash. We'll see how we know that, but we can apply it to the petach in the Beis HaMikdash. The petach in the Beis HaMikdash was 20 amot high and 10 amot in width. So that's what a petach is. That's what we want for a petach. And more than that is a pirtza, Rashi says. More than that's like a breach. For Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Heichal ulam kedusha achati. Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, the Heichal and ulam have the same kedusha. And when it says petach ol moed, I can apply that also to the ulam. There wasn't an ulam in the Mishkan, but I can apply the equivalent status to the ulam. When it says petach ol moed, that applies to both of them. So that's one answer. Or in the alternative, so that's one. Okay, so let me just pause for a second. So the first answer in the Gemara is that we're looking for what constitutes a petach, what's an entranceway. And we think the entrance is petach olmoed. That's the Torah refers to petach olmoed. So what does petach olmoed apply to going through time? The Gemara is going to say that the Mishkan is called the Mikdash is called the Mishkan. So things that it says concerning the Mishkan apply to the base of Mikdash as well. So when the Torah says petach olmoed, what's the analogous place in the Beis HaMikdash? So the Chachamim hold the analogous entranceway in the Beis HaMikdash is Petach Heichal, the entranceway of the Heichal. That's 10 amot by width and 20 amot in height. And that's the way the Mabui has to be. It has to be a Petach, can't be a Pirtza. And Rabbi Yehuda Hillel's, no, the Ulam is the key, and the Ulam is 40 amot in height and 20 amot in width. Okay? Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Okay, everybody's good tonight. All right, let's see further in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, V'hacha, so the Gemara says, or I can say that Rabbi Yehuda also subscribes that the Kedusha is not the same for the Petach Heichal to Petach Ulam. The reason for Rabbi Yehuda is Petach Ulam Habayit. There's a different Pasuk. It says Petach Ulam Habayit. So I see the Ulam is called the Petach. Now if you look at Rashi, and you see it's not like Eichet Seichen for you where it is in Tanakh, and that's not in Rashi, in the Tosfos, the third Tosfos, Destival Petach Omoed, Zeh Pasuk Einu B'Shem Makom. So Tosfos says this Pasuk doesn't exist anywhere. So it's when the Gemara quotes a Pasuk and it's not anywhere, so that creates difficulty. It's interesting, like how Tosfos says absolute. They didn't have a concordance between the Topali Tosfos, so it's interesting. He's able to say with absolute certainty this the pasuk doesn't appear anywhere. He says Va'omeri still in Tosfos the Mansina Dativ Ulam Abayit Vikra Achrina Ktiv Petach Abayit Vabikilu Nichta Behedi Bechad Kra Petach Ulam Abayit. So it's we can cut and paste. This is one pasuk says Petach Abayit, another pasuk says Ulam Abayit, so we can conflate the two psukim and we get Petach Ulam Abayit. So let's see back in the Gemara. So Bahakin Hainu Tamaz Rabbi Yehuda Tziva Petach Ulam Abayit. So I have a pasuk says Petach Ulam Abayit. The Ulam Abayit is also called the Petach. Rabbanan, you have a ketava Petach Ulam Kidka Amar. If it were to say a Petach Ulam, we're on the same page with you. He says Bahash Tziva Petach Ulam Habayit. This is Petach Ulam Habayit. That's Habayit HaPatuch Ulam. Petach Ulam Habayit doesn't mean the entranceway into the Ulam, which we said was 40 amot in height and 20 amot in width. It means Petach Ulam Habayit means the Petach between the Bayit and the Ulam, which is another way of saying the Petach Heichal. So it says Petach Ulam Habayit doesn't prove anything. It's talking about the Petach Heichal. He says, Bahakhtiv. Okay, so that's that piece. Okay, so it's another Hesber for the Machloket. All right, now. The Gemara says, "V'ha'ki k'tiv hai b'mishkan k'tiv." So that's nice, but the original pasuk we quoted is written by the Mishkan. So we're talking about the Beis HaMikdash. How do we get from the Mishkan to the Beis HaMikdash? It says, "Petach." What does it say? What was the pasuk? It says, "Petach ol moed." So that's by the Mishkan. So, but I'm talking about the Beis HaMikdash. So I'm mixing kasha with mun. So the Gemara says, "V'ha'ki k'tiv hai b'mishkan k'tiv." Ashkan Mishkan de Ikri Mikdash. We see the Mishkan is called the Mikdash. Mikdash de Ikri Mishkan. And the Mikdash is also called the Mishkan. That lets us apply the Pasuk. So even though it's written by the Mishkan, I can apply it by the Mikdash. Dilo te mahachi, hadamar v'yudamar Shmuel. If you don't say that, so Shmuel has halacha, shlamim sheshachtan kon p'tichat alto neheichal psulim, that shlamim that were shechted before the doors in the of the Heichal were open or psulim, shnemar b'shachato petach omoed, b'zmanch p'tuchim l'b'zman shein u'ulim. In other words, when the petach is open, he says here, b'aktiv ahi b'mishkan k'tiv. But that pasuk's by the Mishkan. You're applying to halacha in the base of Mikdash because they didn't have doors in the Mishkan, and you're applying this pasuk to a place where they had doors, which is the base of Mikdash. Ela ashkan mikdash ikri mishkan, or mishkan ikri mikdash. So we find they're both called by the other one. So the Gemara says b'shleima mikdash ikri mishkan. So I see the Mikdash is called the Mishkan. You're right. Tehti v'natati mishkani b'tochachem. I will place my Mishkan in your midst. So it's where after the Mishkan had already been erected, there's a pasuk that says, I will put my Mishkan in your midst. And the Mishkan has already been erected. So it's talking about the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is referred to as Mishkan. El Mishkan Dikri Mikdash Minalam. Where do we see that the Mishkan is called the Mikdash? So the Mikdash is called the Mishkan. Where do we see the Mishkan is called the Mikdash? Ilim Bechtiv Nasua Katim Nosei HaMikdash Ve'ikim Mishkan HaBoam. That the Kahatim, the ones who carry the Mikdash, will erect the Mishkan when, Ad Boam, prior to their arrival. So he says here, Hahu, top line. So we see there we have Mikdash. Hahu ba'aron k'tiv. That's talking about the Aaron. El mehacha ba'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'tocham. It says, they will build a Mishkan for me, a Mikdash for me, and that's talking about the Mishkan. So the pasuk says ba'asuli mikdash, but it's referring about the Mishkan. So we see the Mishkan is called a Mikdash, clearly, right? The Mishkan is called a Mikdash. He says, all right. Okay, so So that being the case, so we have a proof of the Chachamim. It says Al Petach Ol Moed, and we went through the dimensions of the Petach, and we think that Rabbi Yehuda, we think, is going with the Petach of the Ulam. That's what we think. Okay, any questions, comments, or anything did so far? Okay, I'm going on. All right, the second line on Daf Beis Amud Beis. I don't know if it's the hour. Maybe the hour makes people less questioning. You know, maybe they're more awake earlier in the day. Now everybody wants to go to sleep. All right, let's take a look. So it says, Bein l'Rabbanan, Ubein l'Rabbi Yehuda, Lulfu mipetach shara hechatzer. So now the Gemara says, like, Sai the Rabbanan, Sai Rabbi Yehuda, why are we learning from Petach Hecha? We have another Petach in the Mishkan. The Mishkan has a courtyard and it's surrounded by curtains. So why don't we do the entranceway of the courtyard? That's also called a Petach. Why don't we use that as the model? He says, Bein l'Rabbanan, Bein l'Rabbanan, Lei l'Ulful mi Petach Shar HaChatzir. Dechtiv, Orech HaChatzir Me'abama. The Chatzir is 100 amot in length. This is in the Mishkan. V'rochav chamishim b'chamishim, and the width was 50 amot, and the Gemara later on will explain why chamishim b'chamishim. But it's 50 amot by 100 amot. Chameshis b'koma chamesh amot, and the height was 5 amot. Uchtiv b'chameshis reyamat kla'im lakateif. Uchtiv lakateif shenid mizem mizel shara chatzir kla'im chameshis reyamat. It means that the corners, like on each side of the entranceway of the chatzir, were 15 amot. So if it's 50 amot in width, and I have 30 amot in wall, so it leaves 20 amot left, right? And it was 15 amot, and the entranceway in the middle. So if it's, the total is 50 amot, so it's 20 amot. So malahalan chamesh baruchav esrim. So just like over there, the entranceway of the chatzer was 5 amot in height and 20 amot in width, right? That's what we established. It's 20 amot in height, and 5 amot in height and 20 amot in width. Afkan chamesh baruchav esrim. Afkan chamesh baruchav esrim. So why don't we do the same thing by the mavui? Why don't we say the shiurim should be a height of 5 amot and a width of 20 amot? Because we see that's called
width of 50 amot.
Again, it means that the chatzer, the courtyard of the Mishkan, was 50 amot by 100 amot.
With the wall.
Then,
okay.
But then it says that in the corner they had 15 amot and then 15 amot and then the entranceway. So the entranceway is 20 amot in width, right? And then 5 amot in height. Okay. So let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Petach Shar Chatzer Ikri, Petach Stam Alo Ikri. That's called Petach Shar HaChatzer. It's not called a Petach. It's called Petach Shar HaChatzer. So so he wants to say here, so he says here in the footnotes, he says the composite expression can refer to something wider than 10 amot, but not the unqualified expression petach. So he says that wouldn't work. He says, the Gemara says, v'ibaynema kiktiv kla'im chameshes re'amah lakateif, or else I could say, when it says 15 amot in the corner, he says, begova hu dichtiv. It's not talking about 15 amot width and 15 amot width. It's talking about 15 amot in height. He says, Dithiv. He says, I'm sorry, in the back. Kikitiv chameshes re'amah, I'm sorry. V'ibadema, kikitiv kla'im chameshes re'amah lakateif begova hu dichtiv. Gova b'haktiv koma chamesh amot. But he said the height, we said, was 5 amot. How do we get to 15 amot? Hahu misvat mizbeach ulamala. So we're saying that it's the top of the mizbeach, we figure is 10 amot, which isn't so pashut, because a plain reading of the psukim sounds like 3 amot. But the top of the mizbeach, we'll see in the Gemara, 10 amot, and then another 5 amot on top of that. So 15 amot. So then we don't have any proof so at all. In other words, like our proof was based on the fact that we had 15 amot and 15 amot, but that's not the case. It could be that it's just 15 amot in height. So we don't have any proof as to what the entranceway was, right? All right. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda mipitcho shel ulam gamar. So the Gemara says the Tana Rabbi Yehuda is modeling it on the petach of the ulam, the antechamber, v'hatanan v'harachav me'eser amot yamait. We said that if it's wider than 10 amot, you should reduce it. Now the entranceway of the ulam, we said, was 20 amot in width, right? And that, yet the Tana Mishnah says if it's wider than 10 amot, I have to be mamayit. I have to make it narrower. So he says, below Palig Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda is not cholik with that. So with the Chamim, we understand they hold 10 amot is the maximum. That's like the Petach Lehechal. I understand. So it can't be wider than 10 amot. The entranceway of the Mavui can't be wider than 10 amot, just like the entranceway of the Hechal. So, but Rabbi Yehuda holds the Petach Ulam is the model. The Petach Ulam was 20 amot in width. So why does he not say, I'm cholik with that? So he says, Amar Abaye, Palig Bebraita. So Abaye says, Enoch HaNami is cholik. His opinion is recorded in the Braisa. He says, the Tanya, Baharachav Me'eser Amot, Yemayit, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eno Tzarech Lemayit. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't have to be Memayit. So Enoch HaNami is cholik. So the Gemara says, V'liflog B'mat Nitin. So why can't he be cholik in the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Pali Begova, Behudin L'Rachva. In other words, he's cholik with the height, and he expects you to understand that he's also cholik with the width. Okay. Bakati, Rabbi Yehuda, Pitchos Shel Ulam Gamar. So the Gemara is still questioning this, and the Gemara is going to reject it shortly. Rabbi Yehuda is learning from the Petach of the Ulam. He says, Vahatani, we learn in the Braisa, Mavui Shugvolo Me'estrim Amo, you might. If a Mavui is higher than 20 Amot, you should reduce it. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, Adar Ba'im V'chamishim Amo. Yehuda's Mashir up to 40 and 50 amot. So 40 we understand. 50 we don't know, right? 50 is even higher than the Ulam, because the Ulam was 40 amot. Then he says 50 here. That will bring to problems. Vitani bar kapara ad mea. And bar kapara toward a brisa where Yehuda said up to 100 amot, and that we really don't understand. So b'shlem of the bar kapara guzman. Within bar kapara, I could say it was an exaggeration. Rabbi Yehuda's Mashir, in other words, Chami hold 20 amot, Rabbi Yehuda is much more. So he said 100 amot, but it's just like an exaggeration. He says, Elo, the Rabbi Yehuda, it should be the Rabbi Yehuda, my guzma. Within the statement of Rabbi Yehuda, when he says 40 and 50 amot, why is that an exaggeration? So the Gemara says, Bishlam the Rabbi Yehuda, Arbaim, Gamar, and Pitcho Shel Ulam. So 40 amot were good, that's the Petach of the Ulam. Elo, Chamishim, Menale, where does he have 50? So Amar of Chista, Hamanita Adite the Rav. So the Gemara says, remember earlier in the Gemara we quoted Rav Yehuda and the Rav, they're the ones who said we have the Petach of the Heichal and Petach of the Ulam. So now the Gemara is rejecting it. Rav Chista says that this Braisa misled Rav. The Tanya, Rav is the one who made the statement that Rav Yehuda says from the Petach of the Ulam. The Tanya, Mavui Shu Gaboa Me'estruma Yoterim Pitcho Shel Heichal Yema'et. So the Braisa says that a Mavui is higher than 20 Amod, higher than the Petach Heichal, he should make it less. So who Savar, means Rabbanim Pitcho Shel Heichal Gamar, Gamri, Rav Yehuda Pitcho Shel Ulam Gamar. Rav thought, since Chum learned from the Petach of the Heichal, so Mestama Rav Yehuda learns from the Petach of the Ulam. He says, Velohi, that's not the case. Rabbi Yehuda mi pitcha de malachim gamar. Rabbi Yehuda is learning from the entranceway like to palaces. That's what he takes. It's like he takes it like a palace as a petach, and that's the way he wants to model it. So that's why he takes it 40 and 50 amot. So in not learning anything from the petach of the ulam. All right? Everybody good? All right, I'm going to go on. So the Gemara says, "Rabbanan imi pitcho shel heichal gemiri." So the Gemara says, if the chachamim are modeling the petach of the mavui from the petach of the heichal, libau daltot keheichal, they should also require doors. And the heichal they had doors on it, so maybe the mavui should require doors. Alama tanan, how can we learn in the Mishnah later on? Hechsher mavui beishamim rim lechi v'kora. Beishamim says, I need a lechi and a kora, a vertical beam and a cross beam, a horizontal beam. V'hilomrim lechi o kora. And Beit Hillel says either a lechi or a kora, a vertical beam or a cross beam. So nobody requires daltot, doors. So the Gemara says, daltot heichal, let's see if ba'al mahuda. You know, the doors in the base of Mikdash were just made for privacy. Means like to feel like it's more chashivas with privacy, but it doesn't take away from the fact that it's a petach without the doors. Elamiata lo tahani le'itzurta petach. So now the Mishnah said that if it was wider than 10 amot, within the sheet of the Chachamim, I should be mamayit. I should put poles in to make it a narrower entranceway, so fill petach. But then the Mishnah said, if it has its surat petach is like the, how does he translate it? He says surat petach has,
it's just door frame. Door frame.
The form of a doorway. So if it's got the form of a doorway, you know, going like, you know, like a horseshoe. If it's got the form of a doorway, so I don't have to be mamayit. So the Gemara says five lines from the bottom on Beis Amud Beis. Elamiatlo tahani le tzurta petach. So tzurta petach should not be effective as forming an entranceway. Dahechal Tsura Petachabulo Afilu Haki Esramod Hu Duraviach. It was even though the Hechal had Tsura Petach, it had a doorway frame, but nevertheless it was only 10 amot wide. So right. In other words, he wants to say that like we're thinking the Petach Hechal should be the same as the Ulam, and yet it's made smaller. It's made smaller. So he says here, so Alama Tanan, Im Yeshu Tsura Petach, Af Pishi, Rachav Master Amod Eino Tzarech Lamayit. So why does it say it has Tsusa Petach, I'm in good shape? So Midi Hutama El Rav. He says, so this is working within the sheet of Rav. Hamatni, in other words, this whole discussion we're having within the sheet of the Rav. Rav is the one who says the Chachamim are focused on the Petach of the Heichal. Hamatni le Rav Yehuda lechia barav kamid Rav. Rav Yehuda was teaching Rav's son in the presence of Rav, Eino Tzarech Lamayit, that if it says Tzurusa Petach, you don't have to reduce it. He says Va'amar le Atni Eit Tzarech Lamayit. Rav said to him, you should teach the Mishnah that you do have to be Mamayit. In other words, so Rav, the Shitato holds that you do have to be Mamayit if it's wider than 10 Amot. In Achinami, it has to you to the shiurim of the entranceway to the Heichal. All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did? All right. I think that's it for tonight then. And nice having everybody. That's our daf for tonight. Everyone's looking so shocked. That's the daf beis. That's it. You know, everyone's looking so shocked. What's wrong? It's daf beis. All right. Let me stop the recording. Let me do it. All right. That's it.